You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes.
This is Dr. Uche Odiatu. You just joined the Best Practices Show. I'm excited and stoked to share. And here's Kirk. Hey guys, thanks for watching the Best Practices Show, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all the world. And I got one of my favorite guests of all time. You're going to absolutely love this guy, Dr. Uche Odiatu. Uche, I'm so grateful. And I know we only get you for a short period of time, but you're going to love this. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button. Sit in on this one, because today we're going to be talking about how to be fit to lead as a dentist. And you do not want to miss this. Now, couple show notes. We are shooting this show live on Facebook. So as you're watching it, if you have questions, add them to the feed and I'll ask Uche himself while he's on here, because we want to get the word straight from the master, because we want you to get the most out of this. And even if you're watching them later on, we're watching the metrics on this. A lot of you are watching them later on. Continue to add questions to the feed. And you're going to see Uche's awesome in social media. He'll get back to you right away. Also, too, like, the show suggestions keep coming in and I've got them all compiled. I love it. We are now up over 38,000 followers. You guys are awesome. I so appreciate the shares, suggestions, and everything. Just keep sending them to us and we will keep lining them up. Now, my guest today is one of the hottest speakers in all of dentistry. You know this, if you've ever been to a big meeting, there's always a line outside of one room. Never mind, never the other. Like, I always see a huge line and I'm like, oh, that's, you don't even need to go to the billboard. You're going to go, that's an Uche room, because everybody's lined up to see this guy. And so Uche, if people don't know who you are, can you just give us a little background and who's Dr. Uche Odiatu?
Great, thank you. I'm energy. I am energy personified. You know, I've been a dentist for almost 30 years. I've been exercising since I was 14, so almost 40 years. I am a certified as personal trainer. I co-authored a couple of books with my wife, Carrie. We have four kids, 12, 9, 6, and 3. I'm in the office anywhere from 2 to 4 days a week. I read about a book about every 2 weeks. I am writing articles. I love to share. I love to sit beside people in planes and get into their energy orbits and find out what's the pulse of why people aren't where they want to be physically. I like to find the insider simple strategy they can do to get their health to the next level. I'm all about supporting and serving people live their best life. And if this show accomplishes it in the next 30 minutes, my wish is being fulfilled.
Oh, buddy, we're going to hammer it out. And it's very important to say you are a practicing real dentist. You're not some, you know, expert who's a speaker. Like, you have a real practice, a real life, and you're out there. So you're doing double duty. So important to note, right?
Exactly. I think a couple nights ago, I was 45 minutes. I was surgically extracting a lower left molar, flap, bone, sectioning the tooth. There was spray. I had my full visor on. I was in the trenches in someone else's, you know, blood supply. But he left happy. Called him yesterday. He's fine. And my post-op instructions include lifestyle practices. You know, eat healthy, sleep well, take a probiotic, make sure you rest, stay hydrated. It's not just about, you know, don't suck through a straw and don't smoke. I named about five or six other things. These are lifestyle practices that dentists and hygienists need to know about. And that's one of my passions, is to share that interest in total body care. And it's vital to a successful practice.
Yeah, buddy, you are so awesome and you're inspiring all of us. Like every time I talk to you on the gut floor with the apple, if you haven't seen those episodes, you got to go back. I got apples everywhere now. So now let's talk about this title, Fit to Lead, and why it's so important. I always like to talk about the why before the how, but being fit in dentistry is important on a lot of fronts because dentistry is physically difficult. But go into the whole why on this before we go into the how. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, great question, Kurt. I think a lot of people want to get in shape to look hot. Or they want to get in shape to look great for the Facebook picture profile. Or they want to look hot because of their college reunion or high school reunion. And I'm saying it goes far beyond that. You know, cosmetic reasons make you fall off the wagon 2 or 3 weeks later. When you look at some of the stats on the top leaders in business, you know, CEOs, 85% of CEOs exercise regularly. Only 15% of the general population exercises regularly. CEOs' financial remuneration is anywhere from $2 million to $180 million a year. The average North American household income is $55,000 a year. So I'm a big believer in looking about success leaves clues. So if the big achievers are exercising, why aren't everyone else? And dentists are always looking at the bottom line. You know, it's a business as well as a clinical profession, and you got to be productive. So by utilizing exercise and all the benefits of brain, immune system and thought processes health, dentists and hygienists and the whole team need to be fit. So when I talk about fit to lead, I'm saying if you want to be a leader, if you want people to follow you, you need to have good lifestyle practices so you become an authentic communicator. And then patients just say yes. When they see someone, a healthcare provider that looks healthy, smells healthy, exudes energy, they want to say yes to your case presentations because you represent their optimal way to live. And that's followable, it's fun, and it's easy to say yes to.
And that's absolutely. And you've, in so many conversations with you, I love how you think because it's so infectious. And you've said this so many times, like stress needs compensation. Like it can't, people always say, well, I don't have time to exercise. No, you have to because it compensates for the stress. And then I think I heard you say something like this. I'm going to misquote you, but you said no drug feels as good as healthy feels. You know what I mean? Well, ever. And so like people are always looking for ways to feel better, but really it all goes back to this, you know, the support system is so good for us in so many different ways.
Well, people feel helter-skelter. You're a busy person. If you're a busy female dentist, male dentist, hygienist, assistant, people who don't have a stress reduction strategy, when stress happens, they spin around like the outside of the hurricane. But there's always a still center in the middle. That still center is where the CEO stands. That still center where the leadership stands. That still center is where the guru stands. And what happens is they've said that exercise makes you modulate or attenuate your response to stress. So you have less of a knee-jerk reactive mind to it. So while everyone else is flying around you, cancellations, what's gonna happen? The CIRAC is down, what's gonna go on? I've lost my such and such. Guess what? The leader sits in the middle and goes, we'll do this next. And that's where exercise. No other thing gives you the ability to stay still in the eye of the storm except exercise because it attenuates your sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is your fight or flight nervous system. And you gotta be able to control it. People who can't lose their minds. But the leader sits in the middle and sits on the desk with pointed fingers saying, this is what we do next. And that's why 85% of CEOs exercise. You want to be the person that sits still in the eye of the storm, reacting calmly with lucid thoughts, having access to your left and right brain. And that's the true gift of exercise. And one of the biggest gifts I say exercise gives you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lori Owens just chimed in. She says, I'm taking workout clothes to SCN because of Uchi. So you're heading to SCN, which I love that group and you're going to have a great time. But really, you're changing a lot of people's lives in this. Now, let's talk. You use the words performance advantage. Give us a little definition when it comes to fit to lead and performance advantage. How do you see that?
Well, you know, think of the brain. You know, the brain is your CPU. It's probably the most important thing. Obviously, we're heart-based people. But the brain is where all things happen. So they've shown that exercises have more of this neurotransmitter called BDNF. It's brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It facilitates neuronal communication. It facilitates brain plasticity, so the ability to learn. You have 100 billion neurons. These neurons all talk to each other. Exercise increases the neurotransmitter that facilitates this. Nothing else does. No drug, no potion, no lotion does that. So exercises have more BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So as you think, we need to think, we need to think on the fly. We're remembering, you know, every dentist has an average of 1,500 patients. A lot of dentists have 10 to 20 people on your team. You need to have a good brain to keep all these facts all around you in nice places. So exercise allows you to pick up on things quicker, allows you to learn quicker, allows you to remember things quicker, allows better neuronal communication. So it makes sense that the performance advantage of exercise is you will have a better brain. I think David Amen, he's a psychiatrist. He said, build a better body, you build a better brain. So the body looks hot on the beach, but I'm saying it's all happens up here. It's all happens up here.
Absolutely. And you, as a dentist, you're kind of limited by these things, but you're unlimited right here. And we find that the highest performers, they are just, this is always growing. Can I use your quote that you gave me? Like, you gave me the greatest pearl. Sure. Actually, you say it. You said something about the master's mind. Explain the master's mind.
I'm starting in a yoga studio. I go to, there's a yoga studio about 5 minutes from our house, which is great convenience. It had a poster and it said, the master always maintains a beginner's mind because there's an opportunity to learn in every moment of life. And people always say, Uchi, you know a lot. You've written books, you've read books, you've read articles. I said, you know what? I know a small fraction. The more I know about microflora and gut biome and nutrition, the more I realize I don't know. And 100 years from now, I'm so humble, 100 years from now, they'll be laughing at how kindergarten my knowledge was of nutrition, even though people think I know a lot. So that gives me the chance to always look and listen and learn and always watch and look and listen and learn. And to maintain a beginner's mind is so much more attractive, as you said, because people say they know it all. I say run away from them because the true master says, I am hungry for knowledge. I enjoy the beginner's mind. And that's dentists and who are out there on the fringe are always saying they're learning and reading and looking for opportunities to grow their practice and to learn more.
Love that. Love that. So take us through the formula. And I know we only get you for a short period of time, but take us through the formula of Fit to Lead and what that looks like. If I'm a dentist watching this, where can I start?
Well, let's talk about the brain first, because the brain is where it's all at. Like, you need a good brain to be able to cut a prep and give a case presentation to lead a huddle. So they've actually shown over time, a person who's sedentary, the brain actually naturally shrinks in volume. They say it's about 5% about every decade. Your brain shrinks in volume 5% every decade. There's only one way to maintain good brain volume, and that is regular physical activity. For some reason, regular physical activity increases circulation and oxygen to the brain, and it maintains a plump brain. A big part of also exercise is that it maintains a plump hippocampus. Hippocampus is where your short-term memory gets turned into long-term. And I know people over 40 will often say, oh, I forgot something, or they'll tell one of their kids, please hand me that little thing that changes, you know, the thing that changes the channel, the dicker flicker, the, you know, the thing that you press, depress. And the 10-year-old goes, you mean the remote, Dad? Kids don't forget stuff, you know, because they have good, plump, good, full hippocampuses. They remember everything. But over 40, I don't remember my cell number. I don't remember where I parked my car. I don't remember my dog's name. I wouldn't brag about that because what it's telling me, you are experiencing age-related memory loss, cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of a shrunken hippocampus. So your hippocampus shrinks with stress because hippocampus needs serotonin to put memories away. The hippocampus also shrinks with poor sleep quality because during REM, rapid eye movement sleep, the brain processes emotion and it processes memory. So a big part of me staying healthy and a big part of me wanting to exercise is that your hippocampus sends blood flow and oxygen to the brain. It maintains me a plump hippocampus. We have two of them each side of the brain, and it maintains good brain volume. So I'm always about the why. Like, the why leads the how, because people, you know, people Google, how do I get a flat stomach? How do I get a Beyonce butt? How can I get four squares? How can I get a bicep vein? I don't care how you get there. What is your why? Make your why your big factor. My brain is my big why, maintaining good brain health.
Amen, brother. Now, I've got so many questions I want to ask you. Let's go back to the sleep quality thing, because not only is this a hot topic in dentistry, but it's an epidemic on the other side of it. I see dentists all the time getting, like, are you seeing the same thing? Being a dentist and experiencing stress during the day, you got to have good sleep quality. And some dentists come up to me and they go, I'm getting 5 hours of sleep a night. I'm like, buddy, that's not enough. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, great question. I think because of our work ethic, we have this work ethic thinking, you know, I'll sleep when I die. Well, if you're sleeping less and less, you will die sooner. So The whole idea being is, and I've learned this from Michael Howard, a neurophysiologist, said we need a minimum of 7 hours a night because there's stages of sleep. You know, stage 1, 2, 3, 4. 3 and 4 is deep, and then you have REM, rapid eye movement sleep. That whole cycle takes 90 minutes. They said you need anywhere from 4 to 6 cycles a night. So 6-7 hours, the best 9. But if you're sleeping 3-4 hours a night, your brain is not getting as many cycles through that 1, 2, 3, 4, not as much time in REM. And they've shown that if you're having less than 100 minutes of REM a night, rapid eye movement sleep, you'll process emotions poorly, so more reactive. Think how an attractive leader is being reactive and angry in a huddle. And also you'll have a poor memory. Everyone's impressed with a good memory. You know, I know patients all the time, when you can remember their name or their child's name or the last spelling you're working on or what's going on in their life, they're so personally impressed. They know you're talented. They know you're certified. But to remember something personal, they put you in that less likely to move on to another practice for. And this is all from having a good memory and a good brain. So sleep is majorly important. I used to brag how little sleep I needed. But again, I used to be in first grade also, you know.
Right.
When I see someone bragging how little sleep they need, I'm thinking your brain is not as good as someone who sleeps 7 to 9 hours a night. And I wouldn't reveal your flaws, because sleeping less than 7 hours a night shows me your hippocampus is going to be small, your memory is not going to be as poor, and you're going to have more of a reactive mind. So all of a sudden, hey, my negotiating power is bigger than yours, because you're going to be tired compared to my brain, which is alert.
Absolutely. And you said at the beginning, success leaves clues. The sleep thing is big. You know, Tom Brady on average sleeps 9 hours a night. Roger Federer, when he was in his prime of his career, was doing as many as 10. And ESPN reported that LeBron sometimes gets as many as 12 hours of sleep a night. So this is not like an outlying thing. Like, the best performers know sleep enhances every function of the body. And Tom Brady's 41 years old. I mean, it's crazy how some people have figured out the algorithm. So I totally agree, man. Take us through the next component if I'm a dentist. Like, so obviously I need some sleep and I need to prepare. I always say sleep happens the night before. It doesn't happen during the night. Like, you got to get ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock. What do you do? Like, how do you get ready to get prepared for the day when you got patients and all this stuff and little kids?
Yeah, great question. Well, what it is, you got to manage your cortisol, manage melatonin. What gets you up in the morning is cortisol. Cortisol gets you up, melatonin is low. As the day goes on, cortisol goes down, melatonin goes up. And by nighttime, melatonin, which is your how to sleep deeper hormone, is the highest, anywhere from 9, 10 o'clock at night. Human beings were meant to go to bed about 2 to 3 hours after sundown. This is like a million years of history. So when we're staying up 4 or 5 hours after sundown, we're going against our DNA. We're going against our cellular memory. And on top of that, if you're looking at laptops and your 60-inch plasma 4D screen in front of your rotating bed and thinking, wow, I'm so successful, guess what? Your brain is saying, I'm going to have you sleep less deep, which means you're going to have a poor memory, poor emotional response, and less neuroplasticity. So they're saying that minimum an hour before bedtime, no screen time. An hour before bedtime, no screen time, which means you might have to talk to your spouse, or you might have to read a book, those things with, you know, sliced trees with ink on it. Or you might have to, you know, pet your dog, or possibly do some visualization and do some imagining like Einstein and Edison and Phelps does. So now over bedtime, no screen time. Or if you insist, they say, get an orange screen filter. There's different apps that can make your laptop amber color, which takes away the blue light. Blue light screams to your brain, wake up, and it lights up cortisol and adrenaline. So an amber screen, which is really good cell phones, you know, my iPhone, I'm not sponsored by iPhone yet, but the iPhone has a special program on it that you can actually make it actually go amber at a certain time. Mine goes amber at 8 o'clock and it stays amber till 7 o'clock in the morning. And that amber light is less likely to stimulate your body to make cortisol. So you and I both know, if you don't have an amber light set and you look at your clock in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock in the morning for an important text or something, you look at it, all of a sudden you think, I couldn't get back to sleep because now you have cortisol surging through your body. So any cortisol surging body, less growth hormone, which is the youth hormone, less melatonin, less GABA, less serotonin. The body is recovering and repairing at nighttime. Anytime something interferes with that process, you'll be less productive the next day. So my nighttime preparation is, you know, no screen time within an hour of bedtime. Or if I'm on the screen, my laptop has an amber light. There's an app you can get. I think one of them is called Flux, F-L-U-X. The other is my iPhone has an amber light. I've also got these orange glasses. These are tinted glasses. I can wear them at nighttime. What it does, it takes out the blue light from laptops and television. So the kids wear them, I wear them. They go anywhere from 50% blue light reduction up to 99%. And they cost anywhere from $20 up to $60. But I have 3 or 4 different pairs rolled around the house. And it's my way of you put them on a few hours before bedtime. What it does is it tells your brain sleep is coming.
Wow.
So it's an easy biohack to do, but it's incredible. People just don't know. They don't, you know, everyone has a brain, but this is the way you got to train your brain to make more melatonin and keep the cortisol low. Cortisol has to be low. Melatonin has to be high.
Buddy, that is such a huge tip, a biohack on what's going on in today's. I love it. All right, so let's say we get through the sleep. Take us through like a regular day or ideal day. If I'm going to be fit to lead, give me some perspective on what a day like that looks like, not only in your life, but maybe in a great dentist who's a leader's life.
Okay, let's go back to exercise still, because I think I have seven pillars of health.
Sleep, let's do it.
Sleep is number one. You can't go more than 2 days without sleep. Okay. Exercise, you can go a lifetime without exercise, and 85% of North Americans are proving it. But if you want to get into that upper elite status, if you want to be a top performer, if you want a good brain, if you want BDNF, if you want good neurotransmitters, exercise scientists right now are trying to find, it's called the exercise factor. They're trying to find out, is there a pill that could substitute for exercise? It would sell like hotcakes. But they're saying, though, muscles, which is about half of your body weight, release hundreds of chemicals. They're called myokines, M-Y-O-K-I-N-E-S. But your fat cells, and a third of us, or 70% of us, are overweight or obese, they release adipokines, adipose tissue, you know, fat tissue, adipokines, inflammatory messengers. So if you're sitting still, adipokines are flooding your body. If you're moving, myokines are flooding your body. So there's a back and forth between myokines and adipokines. Myokines, when they're released, tell every organ that you're alive, tell every organ that you're youthful, tell every organ that you still got it going on, and you're still in the spring of your life. Mm-hmm. Adipokines are released when your body fat is higher and you're sedentary. They've actually shown that sedentary people have 5 times more inflammatory messengers surging through their body than active people. Wow. Overweight people have 4 times more inflammatory cytokines. So you're losing, when you're sitting, and if you're heavier, and you're eating on top of that, you shouldn't be eating if you're sitting down, because it means you haven't earned the right to eat yet. You have an inflammation flooding your body. So that constant battle goes on, movement and youth, or sedentary and degenerative decline. So exercise is a big part of anyone who is achieving moving, because when you move, you have more BDNF. When you move, you have more myokines. When you move, you have all kinds of other anti-inflammatory cytokines surging through your body, telling every organ that you're alive. Less movement. You can talk about flexible body, flexible mind, flexible life. Rigid body, rigid mind, rigor mortis, okay?
Yeah.
Less movement is a sign of death. And back in the caveman days, if you didn't move that much, your body was telling them that a famine is coming, so you better slow down metabolism and store fat. So wow. If you want to get lean, move a bit more. Get a standing desk. Maybe we'll do our next interview standing.
I would love it. Now, it's so funny you say that. My mom just retired. She used to work in a nursing home. And then she said, she would say to the patients, look, do you want to live or die? And they'd go, of course, I want to live. You got to move. Because she knew if the people didn't move, they died. You know, and so movement is such an incredible fundamental function of the human body. Love it. What's pillar number three?
Nutrition. I think the biggest inflammatory influence in our bodies is poor eating habits. There's irrefutable scientific evidence. So irrefutable, you can't argue with this. Scientific evidence means there's proof, lots of studies, JAMA, Lancet, JADA, that that food is not just for fuel. People always think, oh, or to curb, you're depressed, you're sad, you're frustrated, people use food to change their mood. But food is more than fuel and mood changer. It actually has either a pro-inflammatory or an anti-inflammatory effect. So there's no neutral food. Either food encourages inflammation or curbs inflammation. Inflammation is a key player in every chronic disease. They've actually shown that inflammation is a key player in all 4 stages of cancer, from initiation, promotion, progression, and metastasis. So chronic inflammation is not a good thing in your body. So food can be anti-inflammatory or pro-inflammatory. So you want to eat food that's anti-inflammatory. One of the biggest anti-inflammatory foods is fruit and vegetables. They're full of antioxidants. Antioxidants are anti-inflammatory. Fish oil, all the omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So flaxseed, chia seed, grass-fed meat is anti-inflammatory. There you have it. So I'm thinking of vegetables and fruit. I'm still a meat eater, but when I eat meat, our family chooses hormone-free, grass-fed, antibiotic-free. The whole idea being that when every time I eat food, I think, what do I want to do today? So because I'll be flying to Anaheim in a few hours, I'm going to be speaking tomorrow for an hour. On Saturday morning, I'm waking up to a half-hour yoga class for about 60 people. Sunday, half-an-hour yoga class. I want to be lucid today. I have an interview with the king of the podcast, you today. So what am I doing? This morning, I had a shake. I had grass-fed whey for my whey protein. I had kefir, which is a fermented dairy product to feed my microflora. I had filtered water. I had frozen fruit. It was just full of antioxidants. And I had a bit of flaxseed, which is an omega-3, ALA. And that was my food to fuel my conversation this morning. I eat by design. It's called food for function. Do I eat for pleasure? People say, ooh, does that taste good? Who cares? You know, Michael Phelps doesn't go, I wouldn't mind being a little faster, but ooh, how does flaxseed taste? Lead athletes just eat it because it's good for you. When I talk about functional eating, I'm saying, look at the purpose, eat with the design in mind, eat for purposefulness, function in mind. If you're eating for pleasure, it's not going to look too pretty.
Oh man, I love it. I love it. All right, give us pillar number four, because I know you got to run here soon.
Pillar number four, oral hygiene. You know, people always think, ooch, I'm a dentist, for sure I'm a dentist. Dentist almost 30 years next year. And you're thinking, ooch, how do you do it? Well, there's a Danielle scale that tells you that if people eat more vegetables, have smoother skin, they have less wrinkling on their skin. Also, they've shown that excess sugar actually destroys and disrupts collagen. So when you think of people who have smooth skin, they're probably eating healthier if they're doing it the non-pharmacological, non-surgical way. So you can actually literally not look your age by eating more fruits and vegetables. I'm not saying I'm a vegetarian. I'm more of a flexitarian. I still eat meat, but I eat on when I choose to. You know, I'll eat a good quality steak. I'll have wild fish if I can. I'll still eat eggs, but, you know, flax-fed, free-range eggs. You know, I eat cheese because cheese is a fermented product. It's good for my microbiome. But so that's the dentist part. Let's go back to the oral health part. So flossing and brushing, it's one of my pillars of health, because you cannot be healthy with loose teeth. You cannot be healthy with a dry mouth. You cannot be healthy with a sore jaw. And people always think, you know, what's the relation between the body-mouth connection? Well, I'm looking at saliva in terms of dry mouth. When I think of someone who's got a dry mouth, it's not just about having more abrasions and more erosion on your teeth. Dry mouth to me is, if I had a dry mouth, Kirk, and you had lots of saliva, youthful saliva. 200 calories, you and me, is not digested the same, because if I have a dry mouth, it means the enzymes and food is not going to break down the same. So by the time it gets to my stomach, it's going to be in bigger chunks, while yours is more of a soupiness because you've dissolved it in more saliva. So I'm going to get less nutrition out of my big clump of solid food compared to your soupy mixture, which means dry mouth, anyone with a dry mouth doesn't digest and absorb nutrients the same, which means basically they cannot repair and they will undergo accelerated aging. So when I think of dry mouth and saliva, basically two-thirds of all prescription medication, one of the side effects is dry mouth. I'm thinking of, when I think of a person with a saliva problem or dry mouth, I'm thinking, and it's not a rude way to say it, it's the beginning of the end, because your body can no longer repair and replenish, because your body, you're taking in the calories, but you can't absorb the calories. They used to say you are what you eat, you are what you digest. So when I think of all my patients with dry mouth, I'm sad for them. I'm thinking, how can we get your saliva plump back up? Is there a gum? Is there a lozenge? Is there a probiotic? Can we get you to eat when you're not nervous? Because anxiety makes you have dry mouth. So you shouldn't be eating when you're angry, depressed, tired, or irritated, because the body doesn't want to digest food. So you'll have a drier mouth. So I think a lot of indigestion comes from eating at the wrong time. So I'm thinking dry mouth. If I'm thinking loose teeth, if I'm thinking of someone missing a posterior section of the mouth, if someone's missing the posterior section of the mouth and they haven't replaced it with implants, or, you know, they haven't had Sierra crowns and don't have a good fitting partial, if that's the way they want to go, I'm thinking they'd be chewing on one side. They're not going to chew as efficiently as you and me. They've said someone with a full denture has only 20% of the function of someone with all their teeth. So when I explain that to people and say, if you don't chew with good function and you're chewing food in bigger pieces, you can't repair and you're not going to absorb the same amount of nutrients. So restoring your teeth is not just by having a great smile. It's functionally eating means your body can repair. And you can actually slow down the aging process. So I'm making the mouth-body connection with the fact that eating fully with a full complement of teeth and lots of saliva means you can digest food, absorb the nutrients, and slow down the aging process and repair your body better. Is that making sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So one of my pillars is take care of those teeth. So floss, brush, power brush, you know, get your Sonicare going 2 minutes twice a day, and you'll be well on your way to enjoying a dynamic life.
Yeah, not only for you personally, but all those, you can see the evidence here. This is a wonderful opportunity as dentists positioning themselves to make a bigger impact on people's lives. I mean, dentists are going to become more and more important to the overall health of patients more than ever. There has never been a better time to be a dentist, I think, than now. So it's good stuff.
We're in charge of the gateway. This is the gateway, the new science of the microbiome and saying you have health here. Well, they said your genes impact your health. Well, something that impacts your health as much as your genes is your microbiome, the health of your gut flora. So you have genes and microbiome impacting your health. But the number one way you can impact your microbiome is to change the way you eat and eat healthy. And this is actually from immunologists and microbiologists. They're not nutritionists. They're saying the best way to impact your microbiome, which impacts your health as much as your genes, is to eat better. So fiber, vegetables, fruit, good quality meat, if that's your style. So I'm a huge, big fan of eating healthier. And we are the gateway. Dentists are the only health profession, hygienists. We are the ones that are impacting people's gateway. This is going to be, in the next decade, it's going to blow people away how much your dentists and hygienists impact your health, because we are in charge of people's quality of mastication, saliva, a number of their teeth. Do they have restored arches? This is who we are. We're growing. This is it. This is it.
I love it, buddy. Give us pillar number five.
Number five is posture. I'm a big fan of saying that if you have a slumped over posture, not only is it compressing your diaphragm and you get less oxygen to your brain, it actually also makes you think darker thoughts. Like if someone said, Dr. Odianto, your patient's canceled, and I'm looking down, I'm thinking, yeah, I guess my patient's canceled. But I'm looking up and they're saying, Dr. Odianto, your patient's canceled. You know what? I'm going to phone my patients yesterday and find out how they're doing after that implant. I'm going to find out how they're doing with their whitening. So a posture changes the way you think. People often think your thoughts affect how you feel. Well, I'm saying your posture can change your thoughts. When you look up, Helen Keller said, when you look at the sun, you see no shadows. When you're looking up, when you're taking in oxygen, it's really hard to think dark, depressing thoughts looking up. Man, the world looks better. But if I'm looking down, not only am I compressing my oxygen intake, I'm also more likely to think darker thoughts. So posture is one of my pillars. Looking up, it's a great way to look youthful, brings the shoulders back, and you will not look like your driver's license picture when you look up. This, I look like my motor vehicle picture. This one, I look like my son's picture, Theo, because I look like I'm up and dream in a really cool world.
I love that, buddy. It's so true. When you see somebody really confident, they're never really looking down. It also carries your momentum wherever your eyes are at, so always be looking up. Number six, what's pillar number six?
You got to manage stress. I know we mentioned stress earlier, but stress puts you into fight, flee, or freeze. Stress also puts all long-term healing on hold. Stress, you got to think about it. When your body's fighting or running for their lives, the last thing it wants to do is digest food. The last thing it wants to do is repair a scar. The last thing it wants to do is help you with digestion. It's the last thing to help you repair a knee. So the more you stay in fight or flight, and because we're in a sympathetically driven world, sympathetic is your fight or flight nervous system. Most of us are on all the time, driving in the car, typing away, moving, doing things, getting stuff done. We're living in a sympathetic world. All long-term healing is on hold. You'd be hard-pressed to talk to anyone today that says, how's it going? Oh, I'm busy, busy, busy. Right? I'm thinking, your immune system is on hold. The body is not interested in healing or long-term preservation. When you're angry, upset, irritated, ticked off, frustrated, all the body wants to do is live in the moment. It puts all long-term healing on hold. So if someone has a chronic illness, psoriasis, eczema, irritable bowel, Crohn's, cancer, heart disease, all those conditions are put on hold because the body wants to live now, let you get you through the next 20, next 2 minutes. So managing stress is a big part to play in putting an end and dousing the fires of long-term illness in your body. So get into that Kung Fu Panda mode, be like Beyonce, and just chill in the moment. And you'll actually find a lot of those conditions not supporting the fires of chronic inflammation.
Yeah. And you're a big fan of yoga. You were telling me you found this new yoga studio. Like I see a lot of dentists now doing yoga and they go, my stress comes way down. Not only is it beneficial for the body, but just how I react. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think not just saying male dentists, female dentists, what I'm saying is though, men naturally maintain our muscle mass. We have 30 up to 30 times more testosterone than women. So it's easy for us to maintain our muscle mass. So men, not being sexist, men need to do more yoga and flexibility type exercises like Pilates and Tai Chi. Women, because they have up to 30 times less testosterone, that frail woman is kind of like the classic older woman over 50. They start losing their muscle mass. And that's that quiet little, cute little old lady. If you want to look like that, that's fine, but you're losing muscle mass. They need to do more strength training. because muscle responds. You know, I always say that your muscles have absolutely no idea how old you are. All they know is that you're either moving, which is youth, or not moving, which is accelerated aging. So you don't need to look like a senior lady if you have good shoulders. You know, Jennifer Aniston in her 40s, you know, Sandra Bullock in her 50s, you know, Helen Mirren in her 60s, Jane Fonda in her 80s. They belie their age because they have good delts. They're doing core work. They're doing walking lunges with dumbbells. But men, on the other hand, it's flexibility. If you ever see a dentist at a conference and you ask them to get their card, it's always like, let me turn around for you. And if you could just reach your hand in my back pocket, you can get my card. So we lack flexibility. So if you want to walk with long strides, if you want to give a strong handshake, men, we need to do yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi. And so I'm about 2 or 3 times a week. I just bought an unlimited yoga pass. It was $200. Okay. Hot yoga. It's 5 minutes from my house. The last 4 days, I've gone twice. So I am hungry to be flexible. And in a class, at the end of the day, if I'm doing toppling tree, thinking about how many did I leave the cotton roll in that patient's mouth after the impression, I'm toppling over. But man, if I'm in the moment, you know, free of past and future anxiety, that's where all my power is. You know, martial arts people say that we have all our freedom in the present moment. Yoga makes you present. You're not worried about the past and worrying about tomorrow. You're in the present moment. And that's where leadership is. It's being still in the eye of the storm.
Yeah. And you got me so motivated. I've been going, you know, not as much as you, to a local one, and you can't think about anything for an hour and a half. Like, all you can think about is what you're doing in the moment. It is one of the best exercises to just calm yourself, because you don't have any space to think about anything else, because these movements are hard and you're sweating. I totally agree. It's awesome, buddy. Here, give us pillar number 7.
Did I give you 7? Oh, hydration. Sorry, hydration.
Oh, hydration.
Hydration. It's one of my 7 pillars. It's 2/3 of our body's mass. You know, when you think of how much water we have, depending on who you read, it's about 2/3. So if you're 180 pounds, 190 pounds, 2/3 of it is water. You can't go more than 4 days without water. You need water for every physiological functioning. I've heard a dentist one time, I was lecturing out of New Brunswick in Canada, and he said, you know what, I don't drink all day. He goes, why? Because if I drink, I have to go to the bathroom. He goes, I'm $600 an hour. He goes, I pretend if I spent 10 minutes in the bathroom, that is $80. He goes, $80 a day times 200 working days is $160,000 a year. And he goes, I'm thinking like, holy cow, sir, how big is that can of Febreze? You got to bring to that washroom at the end of the day. So I said, you need to drink water. Like, you need to be hydrated. You know, when you think of our little son, Theo, his skin is so plump, like an avocado. It's beautiful. And you think of someone like E.T., just this little reptilian skin. You know, youth is moist. Youth is plump. Youth is hydration. As you get older, it's dehydration. So if you want to maintain your youth, if you want to maintain your relevance, you know, I think a lot of exercise and looking fit is not just trying to impress people. It's looking relevant, having good posture. You look like you know where you're going. Looking up, you look like you're thinking about the future. I think leadership is relevance. And our 7 pillars can get you there.
Yeah. Now, just talk about the amount, because everybody has a different formula. How much water should we be drinking per day?
Yeah, and that gets people complicated. You know, how does 105, you know, pound, you know, 90-year-old lady eat the same amount as LeBron, you know, 280 pounds? So they say 8 glasses. It's way too generalized. If you're eating a lot of whole foods, if you're eating a lot of fruit is up to 80 to 90% water. You don't need to drink as much water. If you're eating a lot of boxed and canned food, you might need to drink more water. You know, we lose water through our breath, through our bowel movements, through our urine, and through our sweat, about 2 liters a day. Does that make sense? So bowel movements, urine, sweat, and your breath. So those are the 4 ways we lose. And they've weighed it. The International Oral Medicine Institute weighed it, and they showed it's about 2 liters a day approximately. So depending on your size. So I'd say anywhere from 4 to 8 glasses. But don't become obsessed about it. Don't be mired in the minutiae. You know, you get obsessed with details, and then you fall off the wagon. So if you're thinking you're dehydrated, you're already thirsty. They've actually shown that by the time you're thirsty, your body's already dehydrated. So drink before you're thirsty. You know, dig the well before you're thirsty. You know, save the money for retirement long before you retire. So it's anywhere from 4 to 8 glasses. And if you enjoy a lot of whole, fresh foods, your food is full of moisture anyway. An apple is 90% water. Watermelon, 96% water. Right. So if you eat a lot of boxed and powdered and canned food, you might need to drink more. But if you're eating a lot of whole foods, you don't need to drink as much. So don't make it complicated. Just enjoy it. Have one more glass today than yesterday. So I'm all about celebrating that every step forward.
Yeah, that's awesome, buddy. Now, I know you got to run. We went way over your time, but I'm going to let you go here. But Uch, if people, I know people are going to be watching this and they're going to want to see more. I'll just say this. You got to get this guy to speak at your meeting. You're just full of energy. You inspire all of us. It's always fun. I often want to just leave what I'm doing and just go. I said it last time when I saw you in Minnesota. I'm like, I want to go next door because it was so much fun listening to the roars come from your room. And I'm so grateful, buddy. You're adding to all of our lives.
We should program together. We'll be like Abbott and Costello. We could be Batman and Robin. I'll be Robin, you're Batman, or whatever you want. Like, let's do a program together. We'll be the Justin Bieber and Mick Jagger of the dental conference circuit.
Yeah, I will definitely be the Keith Richards and you're going to be the Mick Jagger. Good. Dude, I'll just try to keep up with you in every respect. Now, I know people are going to want more of you. So how do we find you? And keep in mind, Uch, people might be listening to this on iTunes. So how can we find more of Uchi Odiatu?
Instagram, Fit Speakers. Fit Speakers on Instagram. Twitter, Fit Speakers. My website, Dr. Uchi, so druche.com, so druche.com. I'm on Facebook. I post, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, so it's Uchi Odiatu. You know, make sure you see my face because, you know, my dad's Nigerian. It's a Nigerian name. Make sure it's my face because it'll be a different Nigerian if it's not my face. And, you know, those emails you get from my country. Give me $400 and I'll send you $30 million. So make sure it's Uchi Odiatu and it's my face on the Facebook. And I love getting back to people. I love messages. Sometimes people do public questions. Other people send me private messages about their own condition. I'm not a MD, but I sure know a lot about staying healthy. I sure know a lot about prevention. I sure know a lot about nutrition. I sure know a lot about exercise. So I love to share anything to help support people's ascent and really have an enjoyable life.
Yeah, you do know a lot. And buddy, every time we get together, I always walk away better. So I'm so grateful for our friendship, for your information. And thank you. We're going to have Uch back so many other times talking about other things. If you want to see a specific topic from Uchi, just add it to the feed and I'll line it up and set it up. Also, too, keep sending us suggestions. So Uch, stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys so much for watching. We are so crazy grateful. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just hit the share button, share it with your friends. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practice Show. You guys have a great rest of your day.